Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Again, so grateful to have you with me, praying that the Lord is blessing you in your time of study in His Word, meditating on the things that God has to say through His Word. And so we always want to go to the Lord in prayer as we start our time together. Pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, again, we do thank you for your word. We know it is a blessing to be able to have it before us. We can study and learn about you and your son Jesus. And Lord, by your Holy Spirit, be guided into all truth. Lord, I pray today that you would empower us to live according to the truth that we learn, that we'll have clarity in our lives and lives that will be pleasing unto you. We bless you. We thank you for this time together. And we do so in your son Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Beware, and it's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 2 and verse 8. Paul the apostle was concerned with the heresies and false teachings that were infiltrating the church located in Colossae. He desired that the church members be rooted, built up, and established in their faith and knowledge of Jesus Christ, so no one could influence them toward false doctrine. In chapter 2 and verse 8 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul warns the church members by telling them to beware. We read, "Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." The verse begins, "Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit." Paul began with the word beware, which means discern mentally, observe, perceive, discover, understand, turn the thoughts toward and direct the mind to a thing. Consider, contemplate, look at, weigh carefully, and examine, lest any man spoil you or carry one off as a captive and slave to lead away from the truth and subject to one's sway. Paul knew there was the possibility they could be persuaded away from the truth through philosophy, which is love for wisdom, and vain deceit or empty-handed trickery, lies, and deception. Paul knew the Gnostics were those who loved this kind of activity and had the reputation for being in the know, and his warning was directed toward their deceptive doctrines. The verse goes on to say, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world. In addition to being influenced and deceived by philosophy and vain deceit, Paul addresses the source of these false ways, after the tradition of men, or a giving over which is done by word of mouth or in writing, which influences present conditions. Paul knew there were some erroneous traditions passed down from age to age simply because of their importance to those who passed them. He added, after the rudiments, which are any first thing from which the others belonging to some series or composite whole takes their rise, an element, first principle of the world, to his description. These first things were not only invented by the ones who promote them, but were also kept in place by those who believed them from year to year. Finally, the verse says, and not after Christ. Paul's declaration was that these false ways were not after Christ, which means not down from, throughout, according to, toward, or along with Christ. These ideas did not initiate with Jesus, nor were they continued by him. These were merely teachings, traditions, philosophies, and ways of men, and these were false. As we consider these words of Paul, perhaps a story will help us relate to them. There was once a little girl who watched her mother cut the end off a ham before she put it in the oven to cook it. The little girl asked, "Mommy, why did you cut the end off the ham before you put it in the oven?" The mother answered, "Well, I don't really know. I just always saw my mother cut the end off, so I did too. Let's call Grandma and ask her why she cut the end off the ham." The little girl agreed, and they called the grandmother together. And when they reached her, they asked, "Grandma, why did you cut the end off the ham before you put it in the oven?" The grandmother answered, "Well, I don't know. I just always saw my mom do it, so I did it." why don't we call her and ask? The ladies all agreed, and they called their elder grandmother. When they got her on the phone, they all asked, Grandma, why did you cut the end off the ham before you put it in the oven? The grandmother answered, oh, that's easy. The pan I was using just wasn't big enough to cook the whole ham, so I would cut the end off to make it fit. This is the way it was in Paul's day as well. Traditions of men and rudiments of the world were penetrating the church in Colossae. And many of the doctrines of these people who were supposedly in the know were deceiving the people. As we ponder this idea, perhaps it will help us to examine our own beliefs compared to those which are presented in the Bible. The Bible keeps us from error. And when we know the Word of God, no tradition, philosophy, rudiment of false teaching will ever deceive us. May the Lord continue to bring us into the knowledge of His Word. Next time, Paul tells the Colossians where all the fullness dwells. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.